The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No idea what you do. I think it's fake. I have 1,900 content directors, okay?
You have one content director.
We have three content directors.
You have one.
So in Chewy's mind, you, Brian D., Evan Cohen on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, are all his boss.
And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
I beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8,
Bob.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Which makes you offensive quality control. Okay, so Evan would be the OC.
Offense is humming.
Brian D. would be the quarterback's coach, and you are offensive quality control.
Offense is humming, so I don't know.
Technically you're above Chewy in the food chain, but not really.
When I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job, but you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
And see, I thought that the meanest thing that Chewy said to Ashton was this morning in our production meeting when he called him the stuffing of our show.
Sounded like a compliment to me. I feel good about
that. Yeah, but is that an insult?
Well, Chewy meant it as an insult, is the point.
Oh, Chewy is an insult, so.
Stuffing to me is like it's there. You have to try it. You really don't want to. If the mashed potatoes aren't good, then it's a default. Maybe I'll have a little stuffing.
When's the last time you had mashed potatoes that weren't good, though?
No, we're good.
What?
We're good.
We don't. Are we doing this now?
Mashed
now
potatoes,
I'm upset.
Yes, they're not good.
Mashed potatoes
are a filler.
Oh, my God. You've never had my mashed potatoes. I can tell you that.
Oh,
is that a proposition?
That's not a euphemism. You people, get your mind out of the mashed potato butter. What the hell is wrong with you?
How long have you been gone? Jeez.
You don't like mashed potatoes?
You claim to listen to the show every day, even though you're not in here.
It's the sanctity of potatoes we're talking about.
I think mashed potatoes are trash.
Trash.
Awful.
Sorry, that was rude. I didn't mean that.
Sweet potatoes are better.
Ah,
it depends.
No, come on. You put a little brown sugar in there,
Sure.
Little marshmallows. That's way better than mashed potatoes.
Maraschino cherries, walnuts, brown sugar.
Maraschino cherries. Okay, yeah. Calm down. That's gone too far. What are you chopped over here?
All right, I will. My sweet potato casserole that I'm making for my girlfriend's family this weekend. I will save a slice for you.
A little bourbon blend.
Let me tell you what sweet potato pie is. This is like a large person on a cruise that you see in the workout facility. Okay.
You're going to have to.
They never work out before. All of a sudden, you're on a cruise, and they got a beautiful workout facility, and they don't even know how to start the treadmill, okay? Thanksgiving
I'm so lost.
Thanksgiving is a cheat day. Don't try to eat healthy.
No one's trying to eat
healthy.
What bad does that have to do with anything?
Sweet potatoes are not healthy.
We just have
one
of brown the more, sugar.
No, okay, if you eat a sweet potato, yes, that has health benefits.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving is notoriously unhealthy. But
it's
just, yes, it's more delectable, though, than mashed potatoes.
No.
Like, mashed potatoes are so low on my rankings.
You're so freaking wrong.
I don't
it's
understand.
Not even
like, what do you like about mashed potatoes?
Jen,
correct me if
taste?
I'm wrong. It's literally just potatoes and what? Cream or
potatoes
milk
are
or
the most
butter.
Versatile food in the universe.
Sure, and I like French fries and I like tater tots and I like other variants of the potato. But the mashed potato, the only thing I want to do with mashed potato is use it to finish the foundation of my house, which is being done right now, as they put those bricks in there, okay? You smear it across the wall, you wait a couple hours, locked in.
I think our friends from PCI will tell you. You're cutting some corners if you're using mashed potatoes to fix. You're going to be upset in a couple years.
I wasn't prepared for the foundation repair, is I think what I'm trying to do.
You're the wrong mashed potato. Be quiet, sweet potato boy. You've made 0 sense the last 2 minutes.
Sweet potato pies are just a bad version of squash.
What are you
it's
talking about?
It's the same
about?
Color.
No.
They're sweet. Gabe, you cannot. Yeah, you guys are so wrong.
How can one person be this wrong about a take they're trying to make?
I mean, Chewy, look, when it comes to the sweet potato, I'm with you. It's not as good as the mashed potato on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You lost everyone with the gym analogy and, like, everybody. You grabbed our hand and tried to lead us, and now you left us in the woods. We're all lost.
Gabe, it's technically more healthy than mashed potatoes, and that's why a lot of people have them. This is not a day to watch your figure. This is a day to gorge and watch football.
Okay, Chewy. The majority of people on Thanksgiving have sweet potatoes.
Not me.
The majority, not everybody. The majority of people have sweet potatoes.
Yeah, but they're not going to rank it ahead of potatoes.
I'm not saying
mashed potatoes is such an overrated side.
You've had bad mashed potatoes. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, so good.
Gabe, can you please back me up on this? Yeah, like, this is an insane take.
You need to find someone in your life that can make good.
But again, what are you doing to the mashed potatoes?
I had six cheeses.
Six
cheese, not a lot of cheese, just enough for flavor. Buttermilk, a lot of butter, sour cream, seasoning. You're just having the wrong mashed potatoes.
I'm telling you, I would put stuffing over mashed potatoes on my power rankings.
Do you have your power rankings ready then?
I don't know. I didn't power rank.
All right, we'll do that later on the
show. Were
we supposed to power rank? We should on the show.
Well, I mean, but you should off the top of your head. If you can't, I mean, you're not doing Thanksgiving right if you can't just automatically come up with the power rankings off the top of your head.
I feel slightly vindicated, though, because Gabe's mom has weighed in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, and she said, Jen is right. Mashed potatoes, meh.
I'm sorry, Gabe's mom, but wrong.
Let me ask you a question.
Good thing I'm not going home for Thanksgiving.
If Ashy is the stuffing of this show,
thank you.
What is Gabe? What is Chew? What am I? I'd like to be a dinner roll. Chewy's, can I just be a dinner roll? Would that be okay?
You're sweet right now. Potatoes.
Chewy's no one has turkey. Ever called me sweet before, Chew. I appreciate that.
Chewy's the turkey. If our show is a Thanksgiving dinner, Chewy's the turkey.
Fair enough.
And then Gabe is the mashed potato because he glues it all together. He's your addition to your basement.
Is there a worse person analogies than Chewy?
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Like, yeah, 100%.
Caulking the bricks with all that.
Yes.
And you just take some mashed potatoes and just put it up there. What? So who am I? If you're the turkey and you're the mashed potatoes and Ashton is the stuffing, although I still think that Chewy meant it as an insult.
Thank you.
I don't think
Thank
that
you, Chewy. I
again,
appreciate
I
that.
Think
Love
stuffing
you,
is fantastic. If you have box stuffing, yeah, it's going to be bad. But if you have good homemade stuffing, there's nothing better. Can I be honest, though? I only want my turkey on a dinner roll.
Really?
That's fair. Well, turkeys, okay. So turkey's
dinner
blah.
Roll, a little cranberry sauce, right? You make that little, like, Sammy.
Half sandwich.
It's a little Sammy. It's a turkey Sammy. That, to me, is the best. In fact, I will not eat turkey. Put a little gravy on that roll, too. That, to me, is the best way to enjoy my Thanksgiving meal.
I think you're bigger, though, than for the show. I feel that, like, the dinner roll gets forgotten about.
Not
you know?
By kids. Kids love a dinner roll.
Yeah, they're kids. They don't count. They don't know Jack.
You will make an 8-course meal, and your children will literally eat only a dinner roll.
I mean, especially if they make them like my grandma makes them.
I do have someone bringing oyster stuffing, which I'm very intrigued, and I love oysters.
So wait, when you were calling Ashy the stuffing, you weren't calling him oyster stuffing, because oyster stuffing is very highfalutin.
Like you're,
that's very bougie.
I was about to say, is that the bougiest thing Chewy's ever said?
If he
can't
said,
be.
If
it can't
somebody's
be.
Bringing oyster
no, he
stuffing.
Said, he no. said the property before.
Yeah. I would say, if he said the folks are serving up, then that might be different. They're bringing it around on a plate. Like, that's the only difference.
Yeah, you don't have a butler for your Thanksgiving feast, do you?
Property. Which his answer to at the property of being which one? That's the.
Now
that's
I'm just
favorite.
Picturing the blammer coming out like and lifting it up.
He's got like the penguin suit on with the white gloves.
But he still has the neon T-shirt on underneath
and the gut. He's still got the belly just hanging out at the bottom of the folks weighing in saying who is the corn of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy family.
That's the worst. So
Ben Brust
corn.
Yeah, corn sucks.
Corn's awesome.
Corn is after lower than mashed potato.
Jenna's
I'm not corn.
Well, after your mashed potatoes take.
No, that's not fair.
All right, well, say something better.
How do you guys not? How you guys can't come up with anything that I am?
A dessert.
Again, sweet. Again, you guys are giving me way too much credit.
I mean, I don't know if you can be the crying queen though if you're not sweet because people are trusting you and they're letting your guard down.
You're so mean. You're the.
What did you fade it out?
What, you just
hit it twice on accident.
You felt
no, I hit it. Once you hit it twice on accident, it just fades out. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to miss it.
All right. So are we having a tough time figuring out what part of the meal I am?
Well, ask the people. Let's go to the people.
I've already made Jen look bad on the poll once. I don't want to do it again.
Jeff in the 920 weighing in saying, with Jen, mashed potatoes suck. Haven't touched them in 35 years. Justin and Middleton saying, I enjoy dipping my roll into the mashed potatoes. Is that a euphemism, Justin? Because good for you.
I mean, I hope people gone when you're dipping your roll in the mashed potatoes.
Chef Ed weighing in saying, love you, Jen, but you're totally wrong about mashed potatoes. Nick from East Troy saying, send her home now. She's suspended for this mashed potato take. You know what? Fine. I'll be Chewy today. I'll be like, I'm out. That's stuff to do today, folks. Ron in the key weighing in saying, Ashton is the corn. He goes away but comes back looking the same. That's not that, true. That's not true. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
As much as I hate to say that.
Better watch your back. We have basketball next, Ron. That's all
good,
I got to say.
Good text from coming. Ron.
Good thing I ain't wearing a thong tomorrow.
Or Friday, or any of the subsequent days after Thanksgiving. It feels like this shouldn't be this hard. I don't know what I am. You know what I could be? I could be the canned cranberry sauce, if you guys want. You know, the kind that just kind of like wobbles its way out of the can.
Three cans of it ready to go.
Jen is the cranberry, says Chris in La Crosse. She's a little tart and a little sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Dick from Elkhart Lake saying, Jen, you're the pumpkin pie of the show. I don't know. How do we feel about pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie. I mean, it's a staple of Thanksgiving.
It's terrible. Yeah.
God bless America.
All pie is mostly bad. So, like, yeah.
What? Just pie in general?
Shocking.
Pie's not good.
Guy who is single forever doesn't like pie.
Very. But we talked about it. He finally got some pie. Question for
what
you on the
What is wrong with you people?
No. You know what's crazy is you come back here, you hang out with us for 48 hours or so, and you act like you don't know what the show is.
I was so much better off. Now I'm worse. I was so much safer.
Oh, listen to this one. Jen is the mac and cheese of Thanksgiving. She's not always there, but when she is, she's great.
Boom. There we go.
As long as you're okay with it, that's a great comp.
Problem solved.
I'm the mac and cheese.
Because everyone loves mac and cheese.
I'd put mac and cheese above mashed potatoes, I'll tell you that.
I kind of would, too.
Depends.
Kind of would, too. I'll take it.
Who? Well, I mean, yeah, it's got to be the homemade mac and cheese. Yeah, it's got to be the homemade mac and cheese.
I just feel so bad that you've had bad mashed potatoes in your life.
What do you mean you feel
life-changing.
Bad?
Life-changing.
No.
Yeah.
No. Again, like,
you've had nothing but bad mashed potatoes.
If you need something to, like, bring everything together, right, because you're, like, you know, caulk in a sink, mashed potatoes are a great option. But I am not a mashed potatoes fan.
I wish I'd known this yesterday. I would have saved you some mashed potatoes like I had leftovers.
What, you made mashed potatoes last night?
No, over the weekend.
Wait, you had mashed potatoes last weekend, and now you got Thanksgiving on Thursday? Well, that feels like mashed potato overkill.
I was at a Friendsgiving, so I was in charge of the mashed potatoes.
Tim weighing in saying, Jen is right. Stuffing is the star of Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. Mashed potatoes are fine, as Gabe would say. Do you love that that's become a catchphrase of yours, by the way? Like, it's fine.
Fine.
Jen is the peppermint patty of Thanksgiving. Is that a Charlie Brown reference?
No, that's a food reference.
Wasn't Peppermint Patty a Charlie Brown character?
Yeah, she is a Charlie Brown. I'm just trying to figure out, like,
what's a Peppermint Patty at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I'm not as familiar with It's Thanksgiving Charlie Brown versus It's Christmas Charlie Brown.
I can't believe how quickly y'all settled on your, like, Chewy, of course, is like, of course I'm the turkey. Because it's the centerpiece,
yeah,
but also he's a turkey. Like, yeah. The things that come out of his mouth. Like,
I know, it's perfect for
the
him.
The turkey of the show.
No, I think the mac and cheese was really good.
Yeah?
I think the mac and cheese was a great comp.
Because it's not at every Thanksgiving. But when it's there, you try a little.
So, you're busy.
Are you hosting tomorrow?
No, so my family's going to be everywhere. So Dario's headed to Detroit for the Packers-Lions game. He's leaving today. And Chaser is with his dad traveling for Thanksgiving. And so I'm with the girls. I'm going to head down to Illinois and hang out with my fam down there, which is great because I don't want to make it. I'll make up something.
I was about to say, when you're traveling, I mean, are you going to bring anything with you? Are you going to make something there? Like, when you're traveling like that, what do you do?
You make it and then you heat it up when you get there, don't you? Haven't you done that when you've gone back to Horicon?
So close. So typically, when I go to Horicon, I'll make like a cheesecake or I'll make a dessert. My wife will make a mac and cheese that she's almost required to make because she made it when we were still dating and she came up. She made it one time. And when my grandmother asks for the recipe, like, grandmother's never doing that. And so now she has to make it every year. So we just typically get up there early enough and just make it because it's only an hour drive.
Dick from Elkhart Lake weighing in saying, smooth mashed potatoes, butter and corn on top. Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, I brought a ricer this
year. Wait, hold on. We're just going to jump right past. He puts corn on top of his mashed potatoes?
That's normal.
And peas.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, people do
You ever
that.
Have a shepherd's
that's
pie?
That's a shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Yeah, but that has meat in it, doesn't it?
I can.
Hey, you throw a little turkey on there, you got
You were saying that you know somebody who throws meat in their stuffing.
Yeah, Mike Spaulding, our teammate at WTMJ.
He's jealous, too.
Yeah.
Well, sausage in the stuffing, I heard.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it is.
Good God. You know what? I blame myself because you were setting up something and I couldn't find it, per usual.
How did you just walk into that?
I don't know.
It's like, little... she's like, you're not on guard at
all? It's been a while, Gabe, you know?
You're directly in front of me, too. If you can't see the twinkle in my eye when I see something, you know?
You know, when it's been a while, you just sometimes you don't know.
That's on you, man. That's on you. Steve in New Berlin weighing in saying, Jen is the gravy. Everything else is fine without it, but it makes everything so much better. Availability, however, is limited. I don't know if I want to be gravy.
There's always gravy. Like, there's always gravy.
There is always gravy. Unless you, everybody's...
Why would you not want to be gravy?
I don't know. Gravy feels like...
It's versatile.
That's true. I appreciate that. So are we deciding that I'm gravy now? I think I'd rather be mac and cheese. Put it on the poll. Is Jen the mac and cheese or the gravy of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Thanksgiving what? Meal?
Yeah.
Justonian in the West Bend saying, yes, Jen is the gravy. I don't know.
Yeah, is Jen's Thanksgiving comp mac and cheese or gravy?
I can't believe how quickly y'all got your comps. I've never seen that before. Usually there's a debate that goes on or it's like nope. Turkey,
mashed potatoes,
and stuffing.
What's Joshy?
Ooh,
we forgot about Josh.
We didn't forget. We just hadn't gotten.
I forgot. No, I forgot. Hand up. I did. I forgot.
Joshy's like the sausage, the sausage sticks with his Paul Bunyan
the
outfit.
Beef sticks.
He had yeah.
Who's serving beef sticks at Thanksgiving?
The winter sausage. What's it called?
No one, Gabe. The answer is not a single soul.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Which is a good synergy.
Summer sausage.
Real quick, from Chewy went from Ashy to getting my approval to I said no. Then he goes to Gabe. You don't know what he's talking about. He's not going to jail because he already knows she knows that he's a crazy person.
He's a turkey. What a turkey.
The summer sausage.
Let's figure out what Joshy is as part of our Thanksgiving comp. Have you guys been to St. Kate the Arts Hotel yet? Join them all throughout the holiday season for special events that'll get you in the festive mood. From spectacular brunch events to a holiday marketplace to one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experiences, St. Kate has a celebration happening nearly every week throughout the holiday season. Look, I know that the weekends book up real quick during the holiday season, but if you find yourself with an open day and you're wondering what you can do to get in the holiday spirit, to get in the festive mood, head over to St. Kate. Go to their website. They'll have a ton of options for you and your loved ones to really celebrate the season. Learn more by visiting stkatearts.com/holidays. stkatearts.com/holidays.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
A lot of things you can help us out with this morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy loyal listeners. 800-990-3776. We asked earlier this morning, is me saying that Marquette will beat Purdue manifesting a win today in the Maui Invitational or jinxing them? Let us know on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. We are also asking you, what is Joshy in the Thanksgiving food comp? We have come to the conclusion that Chewy is the turkey. I don't see us getting any argument on that thing.
Nope.
That Gabe is the mashed potatoes. He holds it all together. That Ashy, who is with us today, hanging out and yesterday as well, is the stuffing, which again, I think is a compliment because
I think
stuffing is fantastic.
Thank you. I agree.
Especially if homemade and made well, drippings and whatnot. And that Joshy is the meat sticks.
He's not happy with that.
How do you know, Chew?
Yeah, he's on the text chain.
the personal talking text line.
And it included a word we can't say
on bleeping
the radio.
A summer sausage?
So let us know what you think Joshy is. Joshy, our fantastic producer here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Let us know what he is in our Thanksgiving meal comp. Earlier this morning, Chewy said that the game against the Lions is going to be a train wreck. But I'm okay with it. Chewy, explain your point. Explain your position on why you're okay with tomorrow's game against the Lions being a, quote, train wreck.
All right. I'm going to play a bit from Seinfeld, which we all love. You guys will know this drop. It has the fans in it who, after last week's game, where they played pretty well, are expecting them to do better. I don't. This is a young team. on a short week, and they have a tendency to celebrate wins a little too long, on top of the fact that they are have 16 players on the injury report where a lot of key pieces aren't playing. So, Ashy, play the bit.
I really can't say.
Well, say it. I want you to say it.
It's not good, okay? It's not good. You look stupid. I'm sorry.
You have to realize.
Well, there was more to it than that.
We can't play a 30-second clip, Chew. We can't just keep going.
So that was the one where...
Chewie wants to mail it in and just play Seinfeld for the last
That was the clip where George gets the hairpiece,
yep.
thinks it looks good, and Jerry just tears him apart along with the guy who's selling him the hairpiece. But I'm saying it's okay. It's okay. I'm expecting them to get boat raced. This could be worse than the first game, but it's fine. This is a young team. In a game like this, they will learn from and grow.
Chewy, they had 20 yards in the first half in the first. Like, Gabe, I don't know if it can get worse.
Gabe, give me the guys who are not or potentially are not playing on offense.
All right, so the DNPs, which were, again, estimations yesterday, did not participate in practice. Offensively include Josiah DeGuara with a hip, Aaron Jones, who we know is going to be out with a knee, Luke Musgrave, who's listed with an abdomen issue, but we know it's a lacerated kidney.
How about Chewy asking us this morning in the production meeting, so is he out?
Let me tell you what, Ray Nitschke would play.
Dude went to the hospital after the game.
The word lacerated is in the description. Are you familiar with what lacerated means?
I believe.
Okay, fair enough.
Dontavian Wicks has a concussion / knee, did not practice. Emmanuel Wilson, who I believe is also going to be out with his shoulder issue.
Let's keep in mind. Yes, they played well, but they played the 30th-ranked defense in the league in the San Diego Chargers.
Yep.
Okay, let's keep that in mind. Now they are playing a top-10 defense on a short week at home where the Green Bay Packers have beat up on the Detroit Lions for 30 years. Okay? So this is a huge game for them. This place is going to be crazy. It's going to be rocking. Couple this, too. They did not play well. They should have lost against the Bears. Goff throws 3 interceptions, plays like garbage. They sneak it out in the end. So Campbell, I'm sure, ripped them a new one. So they're going to be ready to go.
They still scored 30 points.
But counterpoint to that, Chew.
Yeah.
People are saying that the Lions are one of the top teams in the NFC, right? They're saying that they're up there competing with the Eagles for top team in this conference.
Yes.
There's a part of me that thinks that if you believe the hype, if you believe the headlines, and look, I don't necessarily think that Campbell's a guy who's going to let his squad do that, but on the off chance that they're going, this Packers team blows, this Packers team sucks, is there a chance they overlook Green Bay and play with their food a little bit?
I think they did that with the Bears last week.
That's
I think
true.
They did that with the Bears last
it's
week.
True.
And I think...
It's true.
Yeah.
So
but all I'm
out.
Saying, Jen... And I hope it doesn't happen. I think it's going to happen, but it's fine. It's fine. Gabe, what did we say at the beginning of the year? Yeah, they're going to struggle. They're going to get better, take steps, and then they're going to slide back a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's just not just go back to where we were at when we lost to the Raiders and we lost to Denver. They showed a good sign last week. That's fine. Short week, step back. And then move forward.
I still think that Jordan Love, and again, I know that you're going to tell me about all of the injuries and whatnot. They're going to have to get creative with the offense, certainly, especially with Aaron Jones and a Musgrave, who they have been relying on as of late. I think that Jordan Love, as he continues to improve his accuracy, improve his poise, improve his footwork, I think he can have a good game and they can still get boat raced. Because the
defense
the defense has not been good.
But the problem is there's no time to get creative in a week like this. All it is last week's game plan, maybe with a minor tweak to it. There's no time
a
short week.
Could Jaden Reed have an absolutely huge monster game on Thanksgiving? I think so.
He could. He's going to get extra attention. And the fact that it's A.J. Dillon in the backfield instead of
Aaron Jones.
I mean, Captain 3.8 yards is not going to scare. They're going to say, hey, The run will take care of itself. We're going to stop the run on the way to the quarterback, and we're going to drop into coverage. It does not set up well. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God, this is the end around game. I'm seeing it right now. End around. End around. End around.
The only way they were able to run the ball last week.
I hate the end around so much.
Why? It led to a touchdown.
Nah, you're right. You're right about that.
Big play for Jaden Reed. So it's a way to get the ball in Jaden Reed's hands.
800-990-3776. Are you with Chew? Tomorrow's game is going to be a train wreck. It's going to be a disaster. They will likely get boat raced, but I'm okay with it. And Chewy, you're okay with it because of the injuries. You're okay with it because you believe that Denver. Somebody said Denver in the talking text line. You believe that Detroit is one of the top teams in the conference. And is there anything else? Is there? You're just kind of like saying it's inevitable.
And they've been beat up by the Packers for so many years. You heard Adam say it. They've never won the NFC North. All right, now they won it back in 93.
Yeah, when it was the
but
Central.
That's when Tampa Bay
was NFC Central.
And that was the last time that they won the division.
They've never won the North. So,
which has been in place for, what, 21, 22 years?
2000-something,
yeah. Early 2000s.
2002, 2001.
Yeah, something like that.
2002 is when the NFL split into 8 divisions.
Okay.
Yikes. It's just one of these games where payback is going to suck.
You're saying, and they're paying them back for decades.
For 30 years, yeah.
All right, 800-990-3776. Let us know if you agree with Chew that the game is going to be a train wreck, but you're okay with it because there's been progress this season. Detroit is just so much better. It's a short week. Packers have a lot of injuries. There's just no way they can hang with the Lions tomorrow in the game. Gabe?
Palermo's Pizza is a great place to work certified. Recognition based entirely on what current employees say about their work experience, and 73% of employees say it's a great place to work. That's 4 points higher than the average U.S. company. Employees are offered industry competitive wages, generous medical, dental, vision plans, on-site health clinic, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, various shifts and hours. And look, you'd be working for Palermo's Pizza. So, of course, there is a monthly free pizza allotment and more. Palermo's third generation family-owned company, founded in 1964, headquartered right here in Milwaukee. Palermo's Pizza, one of the most recognized frozen pizza manufacturers in the United States. Easy to see why. With a growing portfolio of brands that includes Palermo's, Screamin' Sicilian, Urban Pie, Connie's, and from the hit Netflix series Stranger Things, Surfer Boy Pizza. If you're looking to grow your career at a company that puts people first, visit the Palermo's career page at palermovillainc.com/careers. That's palermovillainc.com/careers.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wishing everybody a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. If you're traveling out there, take your time, be patient, get to where you're going. And if your family is like my family, we play games on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and when we gather, we're a cranium family. And one of the newer games within the last few years is this game called Watch Your Mouth. Watch Your Mouth. And it comes with these little plastic, well, contraptions. And the whole idea is you put this little plastic contraption in your mouth, you say a catchphrase, and your partner has to guess what you are saying. So I went ahead last night and wrote a bunch of Wisconsin sports headlines for you guys. And we are going to play Watch Your Mouth here, you know, in the Thanksgiving family game spirit on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Ashy and I are partners. Chewy and Gabe are partners.
Let's do it, big guy.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first because I'm not quite sure how this thing is supposed to go in my mouth. I don't know if the big side goes in or the little side goes in.
That's what she said.
Podcast.
No, you put it in. Now, I'm not going to be able to talk very well once I stick this sucker in my mouth.
This is weird.
Very weird.
Right, I can't decide a title.
All right, here we go. And you should be watching on the stream. If you're not watching on the stream, this would be a good time to watch on the stream. All right, Ashley, you ready for our first card?
Yeah, me? Yeah, that's my name.
You got this, buddy.
I don't.
Okay, here we go. These are Wisconsin sports headlines.
Wisconsin sports headlines, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Nailed it.
Pitcher
Brandon Woodruff
loses arbitration hearing.
Pitcher Burns loses arbitration hearing.
Yes! Ah, that hurt. We are up 1-0.
All right.
Here we go.
Hold on. I'm a little scared to put this in my mouth.
Man, haven't we all been there, huh?
No, we haven't.
All right, guy, you ready?
Gabe looks like he's about
to
bury bodies. He looks like animal.
All right, Jay. GE QE Blasts Goody.
GE Blast Goody.
Say that. GE QE Blasts Goody.
I'm crying.
I made a mistake. I've taken a lot of E's in this one.
Come on, Chew. What is
there's
it?
There's a Goody. There's a Blast Goody.
Who would ask Goody?
Who would ask Goody?
Goody has a weird ass.
I think that counts.
No, it doesn't count. What was it?
GBQB Blasts Goody. All right, so lesson learned. Avoid a lot of bees because the bees are going to be tough.
I don't think you have a choice. Okay, okay. Ready, Ashy?
Born ready.
Wait, did you give them a point on that?
Yes, of course you did.
No.
Because we were
entertaining. It's the holidays.
No, we're up 1-0. All right, here we go. Oh, this thing is not comfortable.
It's not great.
All right, ready? Hands demand Larry be hired.
Fans demand Barry be fired.
Yes!
God, you guys suck at this game. Chen and I are awesome.
Woo!
All right, you just got to go back in.
But Chewy got a...
And if you're not watching on the stream, Chen, Gabe, and Chewy,
all right.
Why aren't you watching on the stream as we continue to play Whatcha Your Mouth?
All right, Chew.
Yeah.
Brewers lose manager to Cubs.
Oh, that's a good
Brewers
one.
Brewers lose managers to Cubs.
Let's get go.
Are we on the board?
Oh, that was really good. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm putting it back in. Oh, God. It doesn't. It's very uncomfortable. Okay. Badgers miss March Madness.
Badgers miss March Madness.
That's not why.
All right,
this isn't fair. This isn't fair. Jen's had things in her mouth more than Gabe.
Oh, God. Jesus H. Chewy.
Jesus H. R. As I believe.
She's played this game before. That's all I'm saying, Ashton. Go ahead.
Bucks trade Drew. Get Dane.
Oh, okay. I got
Bucks that. Trade Drew, get Dane.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, God, I'm dreading. It's just not comfortable. Okay,
really
here we
isn't.
Go. Ah, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, make sure you get it in there right.
Okay, here we go.
I know what it is, but it's funnier to hear you say it again, so let's give it another shot.
Aye, aye.
One more time, just for fun. I know it's my teammate, but it's funny.
What are you doing? Bye,
Brandon Woodruff. Got it.
What's right. the score? Timeout. What is
you
the
guys,
score?
You guys undefeated. Are perfect.
3-2?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rock done for the year.
Oh. Ooh.
Rock done for the year.
I know what this is.
Hold on. Didn't you write the
done
cards?
Done for the year.
Rock. I feel like this is, like, can I say his whole name?
Yeah, you can give it a shot, sure.
Hey, as long as you keep talking with that thing in your mouth.
Bakhtiari.
There it is.
Bakhtiari done for the year. Okay. A lot of bees.
Again, these are all Wisconsin sports headlines.
Wait, so we each only have one left. If you guys get this, That's it. You guys win.
We ran the table?
Yeah, if you get your last one.
Okay. You ready, Ashley? No pressure. I think he's trying to put pressure on us.
I was born with pressure, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, here we go. So we are playing Watch Your Mouth with these plastic contraptions. Family fun, you know, like people play games at the holidays. Here
put
we
stuff
go.
In your mouth. Family fun.
Yeah, you know, like turkey and stuffing and meat sticks. Okay.
Summer sausage.
Summer sausage. Exactly. Here we go. Okay, last one. Ready? Huck? Wait. Wait. That was a word I just said. Hold on. Ah. Huck? Get bounced by Butler.
Again, for the fun of it, one more time, please. I know the answer, but
you
one more. Oh, yeah.
Huck? Get bounced by Butler.
Gabe, do you know the answer?
I do.
Yeah, this is the easy one. Jude, do you know the answer?
What?
Yeah, he wasn't listening.
Huck? Get bounced by Butler.
Oh, I know.
If you know it, can you please say it?
Bucks get bounced by Butler.
And that's it,
you guys win.
Wait, what was your last one? You won't even do the last one? It's
you
a formality.
You, okay.
It's a formality, but just do the last one.
All right, you.
It's just so uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, children do this?
No, I don't. I don't.
This
yeah,
for
throw
children?
This game away, Jen.
Give beer
let
all
the girls
over that.
Play this.
Ryan trades Rasul to Buffalo.
There we go.
Ryan what? Trades Rasul.
Brian trades Rasul to Buffalo.
There you go. So was it just that first one that got y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean, again,
because
there were a lot of B's. It was GB, QB, Blasts, Goody.
So the B's and the P's and the W's and the M's were the letters that when I went through the cards of Watch Your Mouth, that had it was mostly all of that. Mm-hmm. So when I was writing them, I had to, you know, because some of the words actually you don't need your lips to make. Wow, this is...
All right, keep going.
I'm listening intently.
Tell me more. All right, that was good, guys. I appreciate you playing along with the old game there, the Watch Your Mouth. I'm sure, do you guys play holiday games? Do you guys play games at the holidays?
Well, I mean, every once in a while, we'll just, like, there would be, like, four people maybe get a little game of cribbage going.
Sure. Kinda, spades.
That's about it.
Win, lose, or draw. You guys do a Pictionary ever? Catchphrase
I'm
is
so
a good,
good
one
at catchphrase.
As well.
It's crazy.
What?
I'm so good at catchphrase.
Are you good at guessing or giving the clues?
Both. I'm a master
at that
game.
Which is why you just dominated playing that game.
It's easy. I'm
very
so
good at guessing.
I'm bad at board games, though. Real bad.
Justin and West Bend weighing in on our what sides are we, what Thanksgiving comps are we. He says, I am the gravy, salty, but makes everything better. I am a little salty. can't lie about that. Man, do I have a story for you guys about my travels this past week. Ooh, boy. Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you all about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, and that's where my story is going to come in, by the way, businesses, and, of course, residential homes, too. Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect concrete surfaces. Plus, it is also eco-friendly and non-toxic. Floor Shield is UV stable for the outdoor, like patios, and Showtime Floors offers same-day installation. You can enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear. Find offers of up to $300 off from Showtime Floors and get more information on Floor Shield by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com. That website again, guys, ShowtimeFloors.com for up to $300 off from Showtime Floors and more information on Floor Shield.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it. But it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
There's your airline, guys. Good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
You hear me talk a lot about Palermo's Pizza and all the different brands that they have, but all the different styles they have. Within Scream and Sicilian alone, you're going to find a pizza that you love. Whether you're talking about something with an even better crust, a stuffed crust. The Scream and Sicilian I'm Stuffed Crust Pizza, where they have 2.5 feet of cheese stuffed into the crust. They, of course, have the regular Scream and Sicilian, the premium craft pizza. Delicious, tasty toppings. And, of course, the real butter and the craft style stone crust. But they also have the thin and crispy. They also have the pub style. They also have the Zabruski. They also have Stromboli's single, whereas they have a single serving. They have so many different things. They also have a dessert pizza all within Screamin' Sicilian. So keep an eye for Screamin' Sicilian from Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Big Marquette game this afternoon, taking on Purdue in the Maui Invitational Championship game, 4 p.m. You can hear that game right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Homer and Tony will have the call. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Is Jen saying that Marquette will beat Purdue in the Maui Invitational a manifestation or a jinx? Right now, 58% of people are saying it's a manifestation, while 42% of people are saying it is a jinx. I suppose we will find out. Although if they do lose, which I don't think that they will lose, but if they do lose, I'm not going to accept the jinx. So
I was about to say, you're going to get blamed by just even asking
and,
the question.
It'll be like Teflon, roll right off, water off a duck's back. We did talk to Adam Schefter this morning. If you missed any of that, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. I don't like, look, Ashley, I'm happy that you're back, even if it is in a limited stay. You're kind of like the McRib. You're the McRib of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But
we're
going
to have to do McDonald's menu item comps at a later point.
I don't like how you manipulate the polls. So it says,
manipulation,
mashed potatoes trash, as Jen wrongly believes.
That's
right?
Not, where's the Gabe, the issue there? I don't.
And then the options,
pretty straightforward.
Let me continue, are no, Jen is trash. Yes, I am also trash.
I don't. I haven't seen an issue yet. I'm lost in the shuffle. Sorry.
You wouldn't.
So how's the poll going, Jen?
Just as a tip, there's not a lot of unbiasedness happening here in the poll.
There's a lot of truth, though.
The poll is not going my way,
no,
Gabe, as you can
no.
imagine.
A lot of people voting that you're
people
trash.
People would have to admit that they were trash if they also agreed with me. And I put it on my Jen Latta Twitter account as well. You don't have to eat mashed potatoes.
Suddenly, that's the unbiased
location. No, not unbiased. I'm simply saying you don't have to eat mashed potatoes, folks. There's a million other ways to serve potatoes, and mashed potatoes, it doesn't have to be
but
it.
But if you want to be happy,
I mean,
you should.
Scallop potatoes are better than mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but you can't put
cheesy
gravy
potato
on
cash.
Scallop potatoes.
What, so put the gravy on the turkey.
And also,
gravy gets on everything.
Yeah, so, yeah,
gravy's supposed to go on everything.
Yeah, gravy, you know, that's why gravy's at the end. You fill up the plate, and at the end of the line, you grab the ladle, just all over the plate.
So again, which way did you vote on that poll?
What do you think?
I'm curious.
No plot twist here, buddy, if that's what you were thinking. Is Jen Latta's Thanksgiving comp the mac and cheese or the gravy? We were trying to figure out which of the...
A lot of Jen polls today.
Yeah, am I the mac and cheese or the gravy, guys? You have to decide.
Gravy.
I like mac and cheese.
I like mac and cheese.
58% of people are saying I'm the gravy. I did like the caller who said that I'm salty, and that's why I'm the gravy. Somebody who knows me very well. Chewy says Thursday's Packers game is going to be a disaster, but he's okay with it. Do you agree with Chewy? Chewy, what would you take on this one for a victory?
I would take
19%. 74% of people agree with Chewy. It's going to be a disaster. What do you mean, what?
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if that many people have ever agreed with Chew, so that's why he's just so shocked.
Yes, he doesn't know what to do with himself at this point. Let's see. Erndog saying, stop with the babying nonsense of this team. It's the NFL. The Texans, with a rookie head coach and quarterback down their wide receiver and running back, went on the road and beat the Bengals. There's actually playoff stuff on the line. It's gutsy performance time for the Packers. Gabe, what does the starting lineup look like? It's not all that different offensively, huh?
No, I mean, just really two things that are going to be noticeably different. You'll have A.J. Dillon instead of Aaron Jones, and then Tucker Kraft instead of Luke Musgrave. I mean, Dontavian Wicks, we don't know if he's going to be available, but he's been playing the fourth amount of snaps out of any of the wide receivers. But what he's done with those snaps has been significant. So while the starting lineup may look different, him, if he is not able to play, if he indeed is in concussion protocol and can't get cleared before the game on Thursday, I think that's going to be a big loss for the
Pack. I did send you guys, I'm scrolling through the text chain right now, the snap count. Dontavian Wicks was down there in the snap count. Do you happen to remember what his was?
He had 32 less snaps than Christian Watson. I know that.
Wow, what a specific little factoid you've presented us with. Dontavian Wicks played 24 snaps. That was 33% of the offense. I do think that number goes up. I do think he's closer to 50%.
If he's able to play. We don't know if he's able to play.
Okay.
That's the problem.
There are a lot of different thoughts, though, guys. Frank weighing in saying, it'll be a disaster, but I'm not okay with it. My prediction, 34-14 Detroit. Meanwhile, Josh saying, I actually think it'll be closer than that. 24-17, not a disaster. Seems to be a lot of optimism out there about the Green Bay Packers probably coming off of last week's game. And finally, if you missed, watch your mouth. 30 minutes ago here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got pictures posted on the account, and you can go back and watch it on the stream on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy your families. We'll be back with you next week.